another week down. And the NCAA started, so that's great. Continue to get work done, continue to have positive conversations, and appreciate the work of the committee chairs. I think things are moving pretty smoothly so far, and we know as the calendar gets closer to the end of April, things will heat up a little bit, but really pleased with where we are right now and continue to accomplish our agenda items and the Senate agenda items.
Mr. Speaker, if you look at what the House has done with property taxes, what the Senate's done with property taxes, will you folks be able to work something out, by the end of session?
I really feel good about it. And I feel good that it's going to be a really good public policy, both in the short and the long term.
In appropriations today, there was several people that testified and called to raise the cigarette tax by $2 more, amend the budget. Is any chance of that happening?
Well, I think it's obviously a discussion they're having over there. We've had kind of that discussion in the past, and we're kind of interested to see, how they feel about it. And if they want to do something, we'll talk about it during conference.
Of the three property tax proposals, what elements do you see returning?
Well, look, I think we can provide short-term. I think we can, in 2026, have I think we'll have a plan that in 2026, the majority of property tax owners will pay less than they paid in 2025. That's a big component for me in our caucus. We want to make sure we do. I think we can have a plan that, levels these big spikes in property taxes. That's a concern. But then also make sure that local units of government have the resources they need to provide the services they're considering. Constituents want and expect.
Mr. Speaker, some senators have floated restricting Health First Indiana funding and also eliminating some of the program's flexibility. Just curious, one, is that something the majority of your caucus supports? And two, are you hearing any concerns about that public health?
Is that
that's like the public health?
Yeah, the public health funding. No, we had a conversation, honestly, in the first half when we submitted our budget, there was obviously talk about the total amount funded, but I didn't really hear any concerns from our members about the program.
But do you guys support some of the changes that are being proposed?
I haven't even seen those changes, so.
Mr. Speaker, there's been talk about possibly raising the alcohol tax. Has been raised since the 1980s. Any thoughts?
I've heard that talked. It's never been talked. I want to be fair. It's never really been seriously discussed. I'd have no idea what the tax is and what the amount raised would even be. So, I don't want to say they can have. They may be talking about it in the Senate. We just haven't had that conversation here.
Going back to the cigarette tax, I know that several members of your caucus have wanted to boost that for a long time. It always gets stalled in the Senate. Do you think this year, because of how tight the budget is, this could be the year? What are you hearing from the Senate side?
I try to be deferential to them as they develop their own budget, as they're deferential to us, as we develop ours. So, I don't know. You'll have to ask Senator Mitchell or Senator Bray about how they think it's going to be this year. Is that the additional funding?
Yeah.
I think, we've had, we all recognize it's a tight budget. We all need to do more with less. I'd expect he'll do the same.
Senators yesterday seemed to not be as enthused by the price control measures proposed in 1004 for nonprofit hospitals and others. How attached are you and members of your caucus to that language?
Well, look, we obviously drafted it with a purpose, and I think we like that language, but we understand this is a collaborative process, and we're having conversations with Senator Garton and Senate leadership. They need to have their chance to kind of develop their own set of ideas, and they'll work it out. But the conversations have been, I think, really productive. We know we need to land the plane, but we want to make sure we can tell Hoosiers that they're going to be paying less in healthcare costs.
So do you think it will be effective if it doesn't have those price controls in there?
Well, we'll see what else is in it, but we obviously like that component of it.
A lot of people in appropriations, some in appropriations, ask for more money than is already listed in the budget. And Senator Mishler said at the beginning, look, if you're asking for more, if you're not in the budget and asking to be in it, that's likely not going to happen this go around. Would you agree with that assessment?
I think Senator Mishler is correct in that. I think, and I don't know, I want to be fair, are you referring specifically to like agencies? I think what he is saying is accurate, and I think is consistent with what Chairman Thompson did on our side.
Mr. Speaker, will the state provide any tax relief for Hoosiers in the form of credits or rebates? Because with the financial situation the state's in, the Medicare crisis, the money that's owed, can the state afford to do it if they wanted to?
On any credit?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, there's always a possibility that credits are, we might provide credits, Abdul. As you know, I mean, credits, as you noted, cost money, and money is tight. So we will be very judicious with credits, just like we are with basic appropriations.
Can you talk about the carbon sequestration bill that we just passed? Yeah. There seems to be sort of a House-Senate divide over where the money should go and how the ongoing administration should be funded. How sure are you that will actually get fixed in a rider or some other way?
I think we will. And I think, you know, again, I that was a bill where, you know, it was about the implementation of the policy, and I would argue that bill made the implementation of the policy better, and there are some things that were noted today in the debate, but I felt good about it, and I appreciate, I think they had a good, strong discussion and utilities on it. I appreciate Chairman Solley's leadership, and good to get that one across the finish line, get the governor, and we'll work through a couple of the other issues.
Update with 1531, that's the immigration employment bill, and whether that's going to get called up in committee in the Senate.
You'll have to talk to Senator Bray about that.
So how are you feeling with 6 weeks to go?
Good. I mean, you know, legislative sessions, as you guys know, if you've been here for a while, have their ebbs and flows, and I think, you know, this was a week where there was a lot of activity in the State House, and that tells you that we're getting closer to the end, and so I feel good about things. We've had really terrific conversations with our Senate colleagues, and it's always, there's going to be things that we have to work through, or maybe there are slight disagreements, but we tend to get through those pretty good every time, so we'll do it again this year.
Who are your March Madness?
Well, I picked an uninspiring pick, which was Auburn, but I'm rooting for Purdue. So, you know, I mean, and watching the women's tournament, is we have a little more Indiana representation in the women's tournament. So,
right.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Enjoy your afternoon.